present today's program in French and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French and German. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères montgolfiers et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse, ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux Frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a gracieusement accepté de se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romance et d'histoire colorée pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité.
Nous vous invitons à présent à écouter la discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée « Connecté au divin ». Elle fut énoncée à Paris en France en octobre 2007.
I read in the SNS scriptures that they were giving a lot of importance to the fact that the angels were manifesting in their among them, and that the angels sing, that they didn't stop to sing praises to God, and a part of their activity was also to sing for God with the angels in special special moments, or like they were, you know, I don't know, special days.
Yes.
And it was very important to them, and also that they were a group of 12 people with 12 angels. And I just wondered, what do you think about this and the importance of the angels? And, yeah.
No, it's okay. The angels, they always sing praise to God anyway. That's their job. Okay, and they are with us, okay, and they're not with us, it's okay, they're always with us. Just sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And the angel not necessarily manifests with wing and all that stuff. Okay? Yeah. And maybe they mean it's the inner south, you know? Not the praise, but in the old time they cannot say directly. That's a sound meditation. In certain time they have to meditate it, you know?
But they were doing it.
On the sound, yes. We sing in praise to God when we meditate together, the way the Bible say that. God say you pray in the closet, and God will reward you openly, remember? Okay? And in some other scripture, like the Buddha say, it's the sound stream. Yeah. Okay, what else? Each one has a lot of angel, you know, to protect you. Yeah, just you don't see them. They also don't come and appear all the time to bother you, no. They're not supposed to let you see them. So you don't feel attached to them, or you don't feel distracted. You see? You are not to concentrate on angels, you are concentrated on God. They are discreet to watch over you a little bit, take care of little small things for your life, get smoother and that. But they're not to be distracting you by appearing. Sometimes your light is very big, the angel also cannot go too near either.
Can the angels learn with Master? like come to hear a discourse of the master?
No. They're different. They have the job, they're okay. Angels are meant to serve the practitioners and protect humans and animals, etc. The virtuous one, eh? Just like the negative force, they have devils going around tempting people. The positive power have angels to protect them, to pull them on the right path. The negative pull on the left, they pull on the right. Similar, okay. But you even have the God of the whole universe to protect you also, you know? And different level, you're a different God. And the whole hierarchy of that level also protecting, looking out for you. And you read a lot, it's good. That means you have been searching for a long time, huh?
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hi.
I was wondering, because in Shihu Retreat, when you read the Rumi poetry.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
And you say some master have the destiny to be father and have kids, and it means not all the masters, they can overcome their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the high level master, they don't overcome their destiny, or they do?
They can if they want to.
It's not like if they are high level master, is automatic they overcome or not?
They can overcome everything.
Okay.
Just for the sake of humanity, they have to do many things. The master don't even need to be here, not to talk about overcome destiny or not. Yes, but he come here, he has to undergo many happenings, many events in life. Yeah, if he didn't have disciple, then he don't have to do anything. He did not even have to come to the world. Even not the very high master, even, you understand, once they're on the fifth level, they don't even have to come here. Yeah. But they come for some purpose, yeah? And once you come here, you do anything possible. Even sometimes it doesn't look like befitting a master. They have to do it, yeah. The master have to be in tune with humanity as well, you know? Like your child is falling into the swimming pool. Even you don't swim well, you jump in, okay? You don't need to go in there. You jump in, you get wet, you get him out.
I was wondering about the convenient method practitioner. What are you doing for them?
You take them up, liberate them.
Convenient method?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not like they can liberate five generations and all that. It's limited. Limited for themselves and maybe a few. A few that they love or good affinity with them. Okay? Because their car is small. You have truck. You take a lot of people. Yeah, and if you take just a small sedan car, then you take four people. Okay. Overload is never good for anybody, for driver, for the car. It just stop. It won't go.
I feel like I don't have many experiences during meditation. It's just nighttime. I have quite often dreams about you.
Yeah.
And so morning, I feel quite. But always good, huh? Very, very blessed by the dreams. But I wonder if during meditation, how come? Well, I think I have worked like on a slow process. It's on the way. It's just if you, especially when I read the book about the dogs, I feel a bit ashamed, you know. Like,
why?
Because they can see a lot. They have connection.
They are born like that. They came from higher level. See?
Yeah.
Darling, that's a privilege of being animals.
Yeah.
They are very connected with the divine. Even the wild swan out there. They are more connected than any of you are. Mm. But you're getting there. The privilege of being human. Blind, deaf.
Okay. Thank you, Master.
Yes, I'm so sorry to say you can't have everything. To be a wild swan there, they have to eat wild grass to survive. They have to eat the bottom legs, seaweed to survive. They have to stay outside in the lake -5, -10, while you are in electric blanket, electric radiator, yeah, in protection of the rain, the cold, and the wind. You earn money, you eat what you choose to eat. It's not like all the dogs can see everything, you know. Sometimes I also have asked this dog about the other dog. Sometimes he's not there. Yeah. Like his consciousness probably wander somewhere else, you know, do some other things, invisible stuff. My God, I'm sorry you feel that way, but a dream is also vision in some sort.
Actually, in the beginning, I quite struggle about this, but after I accept it's okay. Because
yeah, yes.
many times, mm-hmm. practitioner asks you this question, you say dreams are also
vision.
Experiences.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
It's okay.
You're good. You're still there and you practice well.
Okay.
In your situation,
yeah.
You are doing very well. See?
I was wondering about this. It's just with all the master work going very fast, and I feel I'm part of it because I translate a lot.
Yes, yes.
I'm just wondering, sometimes I should meditate more or what, and I know I have the work to do.
No, you do what you're doing, it's fine. It's okay.
Because sometimes when I have translation to do, I really want to do it.
And it's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
That will earn you also merit. Huh? Mm. Vision is part of it only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Vision is part of it. If you feel connected with the divine, that's mm-hmm. fine. It doesn't have to be a vision. Do you feel connected?
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
It's okay.
Each one is connected differently.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah. Each one has one. When I'm doing the translation, I feel I'm doing the job I have to do. It's
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
And after some translation, you do feel blessed and feel very pleasant, more light, you know?
Yeah,
somehow
true.
More happy.
When I read, I check the translation, I feel like very touched by the story of someone.
That's actually very good.
Yeah, I feel very...
That's very purifying for you.
Yeah.
Mm. Each one has the way to go back to God. Mm. Huh? Mm.
Okay.
My dogs, some of them come from high level, you know?
On SMTV, there was a program about a French lady who could talk to the dog.
Yes.
The dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if there will be more... The animals will more and more often play this role, like communicate, remind the human to have a more noble life.
Mm-hmm.
They will do like this?
They do that all the time.
All the
time. A human cannot hear nothing.
Yeah. Because... When after the program, I feel very touched by the program,
mm-hmm.
and I start to look at the animals differently. Every owners of dog could see this program. Maybe they would change a lot. Huh?
We do it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different people. Yes.
Yeah.
Not just dogs, eh? Yes, mm-hmm. Many animals are trying to remind human, but they can't. Even if like the insects or the worms or the virus who make you sick, they are the one who remind you too. To turn back to God, the transient of life, you know, have to return to your origin. They remind you in different way. It's painful way, but if any other way you cannot, then that's the way it is. See what I mean? So all the animals, insects, they are helper in some way. Well, we're trying our best, no? If everybody would understand animals, then they would never eat them even. Animals understand us, that's the thing. I told you already the wild swans even understand perfectly what I'm saying. He even says sorry, apologize and all that. He says he's a god, just a father instinct, you know? He protects his children. When he sees something big like him come near his children or near his territory, he just shoo them away. But he never hurt them. Just shoo them. Yeah. It's very interesting. Like he wants to shoo a swan, he just come here near, and he stop there. He's going or not? You're going or not? And then that guy, if he goes, okay. If he doesn't go, he continues circling around or pushing, you know? But he doesn't hurt that geese at all. And then normally, because he's big and powerful, you know, bigger than the Canadian geese, so he just come and pop himself up 5 times bigger. And that guy is scared to death anyway, already got going away. But then they fly together, you know, parallelly, yeah, to make sure that the guy going away, yeah, and he fly with him all the way to the other end of the lake or wherever, just parallel, and then land it together, have a little negotiation, and if the guy is gone, then it's fine, he fly back. He just go parallel, land it parallel and talk a little bit, then go. Or sometimes he shoots just from here to the window, you know, a few meters away. And if that guy go a few meters away, then he leave him alone. If come back, he shoot again. Sometimes I feed him, he don't eat, he just keeps shooting everybody. He doesn't shoot everybody, he shoots just the big guys. Yeah. And sometimes the ducks, if the ducks are unruly, then he shoot them. But never hurt them, never. Just shoot them. Big, powerful wing, and stressing his neck and the whole body and everything. He's standing on the water. You know, like a yogi standing on water and walk on the water, go near them. So that his body is more shown, you know, on the water. So going, whoa, even I get scared. He become very big when he's out of water. When he's in the water, the swan look very small, simple. Not small, but smaller. When they're on land, my God, they're almost as big as I am. And when they puff themselves up, you know, to scare the enemy, then, oh, look powerful. So he shoot them, and then I scold him, and he get ashamed too, you know. He say sorry, and he lower his head, and he went away. Yeah, say sorry, but next time he do the same. It's just automatic reaction, you know. Yeah, but he does understand. He does feel sorry. He does say sorry.
Hello, Master. I was just thinking about God's choice of people that he chooses to lead people. Like Moses.
Uh-huh.
Moses like, had a lot of doubt until the end. It looks like God's trying to show us that it can be anybody that he picked. It's never a special person.
Yeah. I told you that in Hungarian retreat. The master might be picked at random.
Yeah. And the other thing is, it looks like as people follow a master, they deify the master. It becomes like the master is somebody who is above a normal human being.
Mm.
And in the future, what happens is a lot of people never dare to try to communicate with God because they think that only a very special soul can do that.
Mm.
But it looks like God's always breaking that concept and sending people who are just the ordinary people.
Mm.
So my question is God grooming some of us to maybe do this job in the future?
He do it in a different way already.
Yeah.
You have SMTV. Master doesn't have to just go out and don a robe and do lecture or anything like that. We do it in a different way, you know? You're going out to make a video conference or a video seminar, yeah, and then you distribute the leaflets, you organize some seminar. This also working for a master job.
Okay, and actually I just got something fun to say. It's recently I inherited a couple of birds.
My friend
couldn't look after them, so they gave them to us.
Yeah.
I never wanted to take a bird because I've seen them in the wild and when they were free, and I could never imagine caging such a magnificent animal.
Yes.
But anyway, you know, when I got them, I thought I would probably be able to communicate with them, but after a couple of days or weeks of trying, I couldn't really do anything. But they make it really obvious to me, because I'll tell you something, they're two small budgies, and one is like a blue, like sky blue, and one is like golden. But if you watch them, they're really like human beings.
They do, of course, because they've been used to it.
The man looks like he's occasionally trying to charm the girl, but she's bigger than him, so now and again she pecks him on the side of the head, like she's going like this to him to kind of shoo him away. But occasionally I see them kind of kissing each other and sort of, it's like really beautiful, their interaction. But once I was going to another town, and I wanted to take the birds with me, and I was worried that it might cause too much stress to them, because I wanted to leave them with the previous owner for a few days, then bring them back just to let them know that everything was okay. And so I set up and I asked the bird, I said, do you want to go to there? And he had never done it before. And
he had one wing like this, like he was like walking.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was trying to, even like, couldn't communicate with him at all. He made a really obvious sign, look, we want to go on a journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, coming with you. Oh, coming there, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can read the sign too.
Yeah,
the poor
that's
birds.
Really obvious.
Poor bird. Communicate with the stone. Had to do it.
Well,
thank God you can read signs. At least you can read the sign. You are smart. That's good. If they do it to somebody else, maybe they don't understand.
Well, I was tempted to think maybe it's my imagination, or I've got an overactive imagination. But it was so obvious, I thought, they're going, they want to come.
Yes, you would feel it also. Yeah. It's not just a sign, but the obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Take really good care of them. Read about them so you know what they need, what their habit, and what their food, and...
I don't treat them like birds. I treat them like we've got two extra members of the family.
Yeah, they're very
part of the flock.
Budgies are very lovely.
Yeah,
they sing, they talk even.
Yeah,
they even speak English.
Uh-huh,
if you teach them, but maybe the ex-owner didn't teach them, or maybe he did. So you ask the ex-owner what's their habit, what they talk about, what did he teach them? So you continue in that way, okay?
Well, they also inherited them from another person.
Oh,
and they were like transient, like in the middle, but. I think one of the birds, they've got different personalities.
No, but you should know their habit before. It's easier to get a better relationship that way, you know?
Yeah.
Have to know what's the first owner's name, or at least the second owner named them, and how they interact every day, what's their habit, what kind of speak they're using. You know, sometimes they talk to the ex-owner, you know? They give some cue or some talk. You have to know all that, so that they can transit easier.
I think in the last couple of months, I've had kind of this really extraordinary kind of love growing inside me, and I just think, just like to thank you for the beauty of that love and that experience, and I just like to say that my understanding of God has completely changed every few years since I've practiced right from the beginning, and now it's becoming really, really rich. I had a phase where I felt like I could just close my eyes and go into that samadhi forever. Just stay there forever. Well, I wish I could just close my eyes and just go into that and stay there forever. Really.
Not forever. You will come out somehow when you're hungry. Don't worry. Meditate as much as you can. There's no limit. Don't set yourself up on anything. But if you have to go to work, then you will work. You have family, no?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you have to take care. See?
I can see the kind of remnants of the mind keep trying to hold me and pull me into something. Every time I have an idea to do something, I think my highest kind of idea from that is to break free from that idea. You know, when I have an idea to do something, I think...
Depends on what thing, no?
But I think as long as I do anything that benefits people in the world...
You do a translation, no?
Yeah.
That's good already.
Yeah.
What else can you do better?
I don't know, I could maybe write some funny stories or something like that.
And then write it. I hope it's funny.
Me too.
You can do whatever you feel like, okay?
Thank you, Master. I just really like to thank you so much for taking care of us. And I think, I hope I live up to your, you know, love.
You live up the way you want. I don't expect much from you guys except to meditate and be a good boy. Yeah? And whatever else you want to do or help humankind, that's better for you. Because the benefit is multiplying. If you work for more people, you have more merit from them too. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
Master.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for the opportunity to ask. First is a little quick one. At home, I've kind of meditated through the night.
Before you sleep, you should concentrate and meditate. And then slowly also lay down in that concentration state. And then all the night is meditation, without your mind interfere. That's why sometimes people meditate in daytime, they don't have vision. But at night they dream, they have vision. Yeah, a real vision. Like dreamlike, but it's real. What I mean is, if you work daytime, I'm sometimes tired, it's difficult to go without sleep at night. But you just sit, and if you sleep, you sleep, and if you wake up, you meditate. You see what I mean? You do what you can, yeah?
Right.
And if you sit, it's maybe less difficult to sleep than when you lay down comfortable.
Right.
That's why most of the yogi, they sit on the floor, in case they sleep in meditation.
Yeah, that's great.
Before I became a master, you know, I just sit all night, you know. I just have a small square blanket to keep me warm and another blanket. Sometimes I don't even have blanket. If I travel, I just use my coat, a long coat, and I wear everyone and I cover and then I just meditate all night. Yeah, if you can do that, it's good. Yeah. If you don't have work, you know, and not too stressful work, it's easy to do it. But if you have responsibility, a lot of responsibility and headache, you have to worry about this, about that, then it's a little more difficult because you sit but your mind is still thinking of what you have to do tomorrow or what had happened today that you have not been able to solve. Yeah, the problem is still hanging in your head. And it's a little bit difficult. But you just sit until your mind gets tired and then you also go into samadhi. Yeah? At least you try.
Thanks.
Be the master of your mind. I know you all try very hard and I'm very impressed. Honestly, I am. Yeah, and well, you can only try your best, eh? The more you meditate, the better. But then we have to discharge our obligation, and that's the problem. You think I have time to meditate all day, all night? No, I also have to work a lot. See, so we are in it together, you know. Same boat, eh? Yeah. I really miss the time in the Himalaya, carefree, you know?
Ce fut un honneur de vous avoir parmi nous aujourd'hui dans Entre Maître et Disciple.
Retrouvez-nous demain pour une discussion spéciale entre le Maître Suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association, intitulée « Le Maître Suprême Qinghai parlant de l'environnement, vivre simplement pour sauver la planète ». Restez avec nous pour plus d'émissions positives, juste après Nouvelles d'Exception, ici sur Supreme Master Television. Puisse la Providence vous guider dans tous les aspects de votre vie.
We are honored to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciple.
Please tune in again tomorrow for a special discussion between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members, entitled Supreme Master Qinghai on the Environment, Simple Living to Save the Planet. Please stay tuned for more positive programming right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide you in all aspects of your life.